Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Jefferson Highway Show. This historic highway was formed in 1915 by the Jefferson Highway Association. It runs from Winnipeg, Canada, all the way to New Orleans, Louisiana. Let's go! Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radio's Jefferson Highway Association show. We love this show. You know, we do this every fourth Thursday. And you know what? This is the podcast right before the Jefferson Highway Association conference. This happens every year. And this year it's in Alexandria, Louisiana, right outside Natchitoches. There's a sociability caravan. Well, see, I called it a caravan. It's already wrong. I'm already wrong. This is why we have Roger and Arlene back on the show. Roger Bell is the president of the Jefferson Highway Association. Go to jeffersonhighway.org. And we've got Arlene Gould back from, she's the executive director of the Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau, also on the board of the Jefferson Highway Association. So you can go to Natchitoches.com, Natchitoches.com. All right. So, Roger, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. I'm good.
I see. I'm already calling it a caravan run, and it's wrong.
Well, we're kind of calling it that too. We have called it so many things, but I mean, originally they were called sociability runs or relay runs, but we find it's easier to tell people it's a sociability caravan, because to kind of, in modern terms, it's better for people to understand it, I think, when they first hear about it. We're excited to do this caravan, the pre-conference. Last year, we kind of a spur of the moment deal with some friends that we were talking to that were going to travel together. We just thought it would be fun, and it just kind of blossomed. And we touched almost every community in Iowa last year on the Jefferson Highway routing and met a lot of people, and our people that went along the caravan, they really enjoyed themselves. And a lot of them could not wait to sign up for this year's, or some that just couldn't make it last year that got word of it and now are going. And so we're excited. Last year it was three overnights. This year we're only going to have two, but we're going to start off in Shreveport, Louisiana on Monday, April 22nd. And we will have an overnight in Natchitoches on the 23rd. And then we will end up going into the conference at the time of our conference reception on the 24th. And we got a lot of fun stops. We're going to, you know, this is one of those events that it has a lot of multifaceted things, but when you're in a group like this that is, you know, enjoys learning, enjoys being together, enjoys basically an exploration of the route, it's a lot of fun. So we're going to discover this route together. And over those two or three days, we're going to touch communities along the way. And we're excited about it. And we've got a lot of great things lined up for those that go on the caravan with us.
I love this. The sociability runs there, and then also the conference. And so everyone, the conference is April 24th through 27th. And I've got to bring Arlene on. Arlene, a good friend, you know, Arlene is the one that got Nancy and I all, like, you know, snuggled into the highway. You took us down that rabbit hole. You know, you just showed us the Jefferson Highway sign, Arlene, and now it's the rest is history, right? So welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me tonight on the show. And I am really excited to welcome our Jefferson Highway people back to Louisiana. So we're looking forward to having some good food, some good music, some good fun, and good times.
Oh, my gosh. You said good food. We know it. So the actual sociability caravan is from the 22nd of April, right? And that starts in Shreveport and starts heading down through your way to Alexandria, right, Arlene?
Yes, it starts on Monday, and we're actually meeting. The first stop in Shreveport will be Monday afternoon at the American Rose Center. So, you know, that's a special place. Beautiful rose gardens. It's kind of iconic, you know, to be there in the springtime when all the roses will be blooming. I'm quite sure it'll be spectacular for welcoming everyone on the sociability caravan driving in to meet there. And then from there, just kind of mosey on down the road, as they say, and work our way south to Alexandria by Wednesday afternoon to check into the beautiful Hotel Bentley for the conference.
So this kind of touches on what is also Louisiana's no man's land. So for history lovers, Shreveport through Natchitoches is that, and then you're also touching on the El Camino Real de los Tejas National Historic Trail. So you've got the Jefferson Highway, the El Camino, no man's land. Can you touch on the no man's land for people to understand that they are traveling? I mean, this is, you've got some, you know, three ancient corridors, really.
Right.
Not
well,
just ancient,
when you get
historic
to
too.
South of Shreveport to DeSoto Parish, which would be Mansfield, Louisiana, that really is the kind of the northern tip of no man's land. And then portions of Natchitoches Parish, not Natchitoches, city of Natchitoches proper, but the western edge of Natchitoches Parish that borders no man's land, and then south down to Allen Parish, all along the western border of the state of Louisiana, was considered no man's land because when the Louisiana Purchase took place, that portion of the land was not claimed neither by the Spanish to the west or the French, you know, to the east. So there was this portion of land that belonged to no one. They had no king, no country, no laws. So basically no man's land.
Wow.
So when you go, when you get to Marthaville and through, and you connect in Robeline to Highway 6, where it turns in to the El Camino Real, they kind of parallel together from on Highway 6 from Marthaville into Natchitoches. You would be on the El Camino Real. But again, no man's land would be more to the western edge of the state.
Wow. Wow. So, Roger, this is kind of the most amazing thing about the Jefferson Highway. Not kind of, it is. These stories, I was telling a travel writer like a day ago about the Jefferson Highway, and she's an author too, and she writes travel books. And I said, well, I know you just wrote a book on Michigan with all these secrets and mysteries of Michigan and the obscure, the weird, the wonderful. And I said, well, the Jefferson Highway is going to give you a run for your money. Like, you know what I mean? Because the history is just so amazing. And Roger, are you excited to go back to Louisiana because of that?
We're going to touch. All of us are going to learn something. You know, we have one of the things we have scheduled now is Monday night in Shreveport, we're going to have a downtown guided walking tour. And we're going to learn a lot about downtown. We're going to learn about, you know, the part that was on the original route up to the courthouse there. And we're planning to recreate something. Our sociability caravan is really, you know, last year we kind of focused on one of the 1919 routes. But I'm really looking, when I'm planning our guidebook, I'm really looking to parallel the 1917 run, which was a double relay run where they went all the way from Winnipeg to New Orleans and back to Winnipeg. And it was really the first real super major one. And the Premier Manitoba was in it, the mayor of Winnipeg. I mean, it was a huge event. The Shreveport was huge. I mean, the more I read about it, I'm just fascinated by how big an event that was in Shreveport. I mean, they greeted the people. They said it was a 4 mile long cars guiding these people into Shreveport. The fire station was ringing. But anyway, we're going to parallel that. There was a big event that happened down in the courthouse square area, where they had all the dignitaries talk, and they did an elaborate thing where they mingled the waters of the Red River of the North that they brought from near Winnipeg, And then the Red River of the South at Shreveport, they had a big ceremony. They had a poetry. They had all kind of things to mingle these two waters in a bowl and shake hands. And we're gonna kind of recreate that a little bit. Done a lot of research on that. I almost know every word that was said in that whole thing, even though it was not recorded. The detail in the papers is very much so. That'll be fun to do that downtown. And our guide is he's a great guy that I've talked to on the phone, and we're gonna learn a lot from that. And then the next morning in Shreveport, we're gonna get the pleasure to, something I've never been able to do is go inside the historic municipal auditorium there and then have a guided tour and the place where the Louisiana Hayride was and all kinds of history.
Well,
So
I want to touch on that because the Louisiana Hayride, I remember first learning about that in a different state because this is a big deal. And I thought, what? They're all getting on a hayride. Like, what's the big deal about that? Until I got to Louisiana. Yeah, Arlene, I got a learning when we came out and we were doing more of the El Camino Real de los Tejas. And we went to the country. There's a country music museum that you have out there. And then I started to learn, oh, the hayrides, it's like as important as the Opry in a way, right? With what was going on. So just for those who may be like me who didn't quite get the hayride boat, can you tell everybody about that? Well,
Elvis
yeah.
Presley.
Well, I grew
Elvis
up in Africa.
Presley,
That's
for
my
sure. And Hank
excuse.
Williams. Yeah, Hank Williams. I mean, a lot of the old country stars, got their starts there. But speaking of the Louisiana Hayride, James Burton got his start there. He was a young teenager, probably 14 years old, and he played guitar with some of the big stars at the Hayride. But I just found out he's from Shreveport, James Burton, famous guitarist, world renowned. But just learned this morning he's being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville this year. But he played with Elvis Presley. Oh gosh, I guess from late 60s to till Elvis's death. But he played on hundreds of albums with several different artists over the years. 50, 60, 70, 80. I mean, really. He rode in the Rose Parade. Louisiana is celebrating the Year of Music this year. But when we had the float in the Rose Parade, James Burton rode to represent Shreveport. So, but going back to the hayride, it and the municipal auditorium, it's the art, the design, and the building itself is phenomenal. And I really do think that people will enjoy the history of the museum. I mean, of the auditorium. And then also, too, they still have concerts there. I mean, large concerts at the municipal auditorium. So it's still in use. Yeah.
Wow.
Built in the early 20s.
This is going to be amazing when you think of the sociability you run. Roger, so part of this, like I veer off on the music side. You know I'm going to do that, right? That's just who I am. Is that part of it with the sociability caravan that people are going to want to go back and explore their interests from doing it?
Yeah, we touch on a lot of different things. We have to make some decisions. We have to figure out what makes sense. But Arlene is a big help down there in planning all this, and she has had an intern working with her this the semester, and I know that they've been on the route. But one of the other things they've got going for us is we're going to have a luncheon in Mansfield at one of the most, it's no longer a college, but it's one of the most historic women's colleges in the country historically. And I was in Mansfield, and I knew
Wow.
about it for a long time, but we're going to get to go there, have lunch there, and talk to people and see the side of the former campus. Arlene can probably fill you in a little bit more on that.
Yeah, it's the women's college there, and it's in downtown Mansfield. And it's so well preserved. I mean, when you walk into the building, the exhibits are just, it's like it's taking you back in time and you feel like you're in that present, that era, you know, with these students. And it's really interesting. It's fascinating. So I think that that's going to be an enjoyable stop along the way after we leave Municipal Auditorium and head to Mansfield. And then from Mansfield, we'll work our way into Natchitoches that afternoon,
And the
going through.
1917 caravan also went, and they arrived in the evening, and they had a performance by some of the ladies from the Mansfield
College.
College were actually
Yeah.
performed for them. So it's just, you know, we're it's like you're stepping back in time. You're going over these same things, you're seeing it, but you're touching history everywhere you go.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So, and what's so neat is we're going to be going to places where they stopped and took pictures. We plan to stop and take pictures at some of those spots too.
That's
Oh,
exactly
that's cool. Yeah, so, but I want to just give a shout out to Mansfield's also got a Civil War site that
Yes.
is pretty
Yes,
prominent. And
yes.
that's something that, you know, wow. Yeah. It,
And that's
you
one of the sites that travelers stopped at
know.
on
Yeah.
their way, and they took pictures of some there's a historic photo of a group of travelers taking a picture in front of a obelisk type monument, and we may do the same thing. So, yeah.
Yep. So,
oh my gosh, I love this. I love this. And so you, I mean, the history and the rivers and the beauty of this route, which Nancy and I have done quite a few times, is incredible. And you will see the diversity of Louisiana. Northern Louisiana, Northwest Louisiana, is not the same as
Right.
Southern Louisiana, and it is beautiful. All of Louisiana is beautiful. Sorry, but I'm like a, I like, I think, you know, when this Love Your Parks tour that Nancy and I are on, and I think we're gonna try and buy a house next to Arlene or something, you know, so we can take care of our dogs, you know. But honestly, it is so beautiful, and you don't expect the trees, the forests, and the swamps at the same time, and they're there. And the beauty is there, and the history is so rich. And this is a beautiful
Lisa.
time of year. So I just real quick, Arlene, do you think the azaleas are going to come out for
The
everybody?
azaleas are out now. The azaleas are out right
Oh.
now, and in downtown Natchitoches, we probably have several hundred pots of tulips. So it's kind of like our tulip takeover. So it's been kind of warm. It really wasn't a
Yeah,
cold winter, you know?
no.
So
Ooh. But
go ahead, Roger. Sorry.
one of the things I'm excited about is going into Natchitoches is, you remember the previous podcast we did on historic lodging, and we had several of the folks from Natchitoches on that program, and so we're staying in the historic lodging. We're staying on our members of the Jefferson Highway Lodging Association are where we're staying. So we're not going to all be at the same place. You know, we're going to be
Yeah.
spreading out these bed and breakfasts and the inns there. And that's really cool to me because, you know, we can touch people that are members. We can, you know, talk to them about the highway. We can really do what the lodging is supposed to do, be historic lodging along a trip. So
Right. Yeah.
that's
Well, Natchitoches is just laden. All the bed
yes.
and breakfast. I remember that was one of the first things when we first went to Natchitoches. It was back in, I think it
Right.
was 2014, and it was bed and breakfast. I remember like bed and breakfast is like it's like known for their historic bed and breakfast. Obviously, the movie Steel Magnolias. I'm not going to leave that out, and a
Right.
whole bunch of other movies. But Arlene, when they come into, you know, Natchitoches, what's going on for food? Because I got to bring up the meat pies. If you go on the
Well,
social caravan, and you got to have your main,
right.
you got to have the meat pie, right?
Well, we're actually on Tuesday night, we're gonna go to the Flying Heart Brewery, which is in the near the historic district, but it's a fabulous kind of a redo of an old building that's dated back to probably the 1930s or 40s. So it's been repurposed and now a beautiful, beautiful brewery. But I'm excited about the park dedication. We're going to be dedicating a sign, a Jefferson Street park sign, next to the Fort Saint John Baptiste. Several years ago, there was an old dry cleaners and an old house there that was torn down, so it was just an empty lot. And the city was very instrumental in helping us to promote Jefferson Highway because it was on Jefferson Street, and then everybody realized, well, Jefferson Street was the Jefferson Highway. But
Wow.
they did a park. They last time they were had the convention in Natchitoches 2019. It was just the drawing and the renderings of the park, what it was going to look like. So they have a brick walkway. They have a little pavilion with picnic tables now. They have signage to talk about the Jefferson Highway as it ran, came through Natchitoches, down Jefferson Street and down Front Street with some photographs. And then now they've added on some additional, like overlook going towards Cane River and a fountain. So I'm excited that the Jefferson Highway people come that came here in 2019 that are coming back will get to see the finished product, and we're going to be dedicating the sign, up for the Jefferson Park. So that'll
That's
Jefferson
exciting.
Street Park. So that's exciting.
So, Lisa, we're not only discovering history and learning history, we're actually making history by doing a dedication of something that people will see, when they go down the route
And
in the
that's the
future.
important part. Like I wanted to bring that up because I know we've talked about this on shows and bringing back the signs and bringing back the markers and then designating places like, hello, this is where it happened. As a traveler on the highway, Nancy and I, both. I mean, it's like when you get into a community that actually says, here it was, this is what happened here, it's so welcoming. Otherwise, you're just going like, I think it's around there. Then I start texting Roger all day. Like, dude, I think it's over here. And he's like, no, you don't know how to read a compass, or your GPS. But that's the thing, it is like a treasure hunt when you do the highway
Well, and
and
there's
it
so
is.
much camaraderie between us. We get to know these people. We get to, it's just, and then you get to meet the people of the route. And some of them really don't know why we're there, what we're doing. It's fun to tell them about it. And
Agreed.
it's that's part of what we're doing. I've already had people reach out to people, and I'm a ways from there, but I've already had people reach out to some of our staff that say, hey, I notice you're coming through my area. Can I participate in some small way or whatever? And that's what it's all about, Not everybody's gonna, and some people are not gonna join us, day one at Shreveport. They might join us in Natchitoches. That's okay. We
And
have
then
some
some
of that.
people, no, you guys are going to go from Natchitoches down through Pineville and into Alexandria. So
Colfax,
what
Pineville,
else?
Grand.
We started talking about food. I forgot to mention that when we leave Natchitoches
Oh, yeah.
on Wednesday morning, we're going to have lunch at Grayson's Barbecue,
Oh, you're doing Grayson's?
which is,
Oh my God. Listen, this is the real
yes, we
deal,
are.
people. Like Grayson's, like, no, it is,
Oh yeah.
no, it's an institution and it is real. It is down home.
It is. So
You
I'm
can wear
excited.
your flip-flops. You can go in. Oh, yeah, now I'm hungry.
And then we're gonna head and then we're gonna go through Montgomery and Colfax. And I'm gonna let Roger tell you about our little stop in Colfax
There is a
before we get to
gentleman
Pineville.
who there's an unbelievable historic building there, and it was former
Really
Hotel
neat.
Lesage, and it's been there. It's before the it's 1800s when it was built, 1880s, 1890s. I'm not sure, but it was just basically in ruin, but it was still there. And this gentleman, Robert, stepped up, I don't know, 10 years ago or so, and he just saved it. He originally had planned to make it a bed and breakfast, but that there was some issues that he just kind of decided not to do it. But it's now kind of his getaway home. But We're going to get to go inside,
And it's
see other
phenomenal.
things he's done, and he's a great guy. He may actually be part of the conference. Looks like that's very possible. So, we're excited to have him and tell the story of that. And there's a lot of history right in this area. It was
Very cool.
very interesting how the original, when the Jefferson Highway was first laid out in Louisiana, there was the East Route and the West Route were fighting it out for each other, and this route won. But it's interesting to there's
They
still
knew
remnants.
Arlene was coming. Sorry. She's like, it's gonna happen here. No, but that's the history of communities understanding the value of this, right, Roger? Like they understood this was gonna become a thoroughfare for folks to travel. And I like I was telling you about this travel, I was like, hey, this started in 1915. You're in Michigan, where the cars came from. Like this is your neighboring area, you
So
know.
when we get into Alexandria, go across the bridge there, right there, we're going to be able to end our caravan in the lobby of the Bentley Hotel, and we'll have. I mean, one of the things that we haven't touched on is last year, a really popular thing was we had a passport stamp in our guidebook, and that went. I was amazed how popular that was. Everybody had to have their stamp, and we're going to do that again. So we're creating these very unique stamps for the guidebook and several of our stops, including our final one there. So anybody that there'll be a small charge for the booklet, but we'll be stamping these along the route to say,
It's a great
you're
souvenir booklet, though.
here. Exactly. You want to have, because it's an epic, iconic trip. This is a big deal. Roger, the conference, you talked about the sociability caravan, which is like super cool. And everyone, we can recreate this if you can't do it, on this specific date with everyone. Everything we're talking about on the show today, plan it with your family to do when you can. I mean, this is like an iconic route. The Bentley Hotel, the historic hotels, the bed and breakfast, all of it is just incredible. But Roger, for folks right now listening, are they able to join the caravan, the sociability caravan? Are they able to join the conference, or
Yeah,
is it too late?
no, it's the caravan is open for sure. We need it helps us immensely if we know you don't just show up that you pre-register with us. We do have some on our store on our website. We are selling some items like caravan t-shirts, magnets. We have several things there. But it also helps us to know, plan food, especially in a couple of locations, things like that. Where it really helps us. So there are two ways to register. Send us an email directly about how many's going, what your plans are to info@jeffersonhighway.org. Or you can go on the event link on our Facebook page and just register your name and tell us who's coming, and we'll get back with you. There's no official fee for it, but all you're responsible for your expenses, obviously your lodging, your food, any admission prices, anything. So, but you're welcome to join us. If you have questions, which we know you will, just send us another email, and we'll info@jeffersonhighway.org, and we'll get you all lined up and set up. The
Awesome.
conference is registration is underway. We are nearing our record. Whenever this airs, it probably will be more known. But right now, we are looking to have every. We already have every state on the Jefferson Highway, but we have the potential of also having Manitoba. Looks like very positive. That's very likely at this point, which is exciting. We have right now 16 different states participating with registrants, and we have a one other foreign country. And we are really excited this year to have the manager, the regional manager of the Jefferson Highway, was a man by the name of J.D. Clarkson, and he was very involved. He was driving up and down the route, doing, promoting it. Just amazing history there. His great granddaughter is coming from Connecticut with her husband. First time she's ever
Wow.
been to our conferences, and I'm looking forward to that. So
Wow.
and we have there's going to be all
I
kind of
know.
different
Isn't that awesome?
personalities from all over the country there, and it's always fun to see how and we have a lot
Yeah.
of new friends, a lot of new friends this year.
And Arlene, there's some, Louisiana, special people
I'm
joining
sorry.
in. I was going to say, Arlene, there are some special guests that are part of this from Louisiana. You've got Jay Darden. Am I pronounce? I'm just wanted to make sure I pronounced it right. I was hoping you would
Yes,
save me there.
yes,
Is
our
it
former
Darden?
lieutenant governor. Yeah, Jay Darden is one of our speakers. He's going to be doing a presentation that's really amazing. He's such an eloquent speaker. And so he's going to be joining us in speaking, as will be Stephanie Stuckey, which she'll be doing
Oh, wow.
a book release and book signing on her family's Stuckey's restaurant, I guess restaurant roadside diners back in the day. And so it's going to be interesting. And then of course, CeCe Ato is going to be joining us and doing some music from across America.
And
And
she's driving
it's going to be
down
a
the
great
route to the
great it's going to be a
conference,
great
so
conference.
that's gonna be fun to see. She's driving and touching several communities on her drive from Minnesota, so that's fun. And Stephanie is really excited. She gives programs and talks and travels almost all the time for promoting her business and her story, and is a great one. And the book is coming out here next few weeks, and been visiting back and forth with her over the last week, and she's genuinely excited to come to the conference. This is what she says, her people, her road people. She's looking forward to meeting them, and she loves anything Americana, and it's really what her talk is going to be about, is the importance of keeping Americana. Things like the Jefferson Highway and Stuckey's, and not letting them go away, So we're looking forward to her. We have a great bus tour lined up. Arlene can probably tell a little bit about that too, but that's going to be Wilbert in Boyle's Parish has got us really lined up, and he actually also has the original one of the original people in Bunky who was involved in the planning of the regional highway route. There is I think I don't know if it's granddaughter, I guess, I'm not sure, is going to be present. So that'll be fun too. So
Very cool. That's exciting to me. And Arlene, I mean, I love it that it's coming. This is going to be part of Northwest Louisiana and Central Louisiana, because I think sometimes we always think of New Orleans as, and New Orleans is a big part of the highway, obviously, right? And we love New Orleans, and Arlene is from New Orleans, so she knows I'm not knocking New
That's
Orleans.
right.
I'm just saying we like to shine the spotlight on the places that sometimes people don't always hear about. And I
People are
think that's a
so, yeah, they're
beautiful
more
part of this.
familiar with. Yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans,
Well, let's
you
not
say
forget it all
Louisiana.
started in New Orleans with the first meeting in
That's
1915. The first meeting was in New Orleans in 1915. And of course, I found out about the Jefferson Highway living and growing up in New Orleans at the monument that was
Yeah.
dedicated by Daughters of the American Revolution in 1917, that even people that were born and raised in New Orleans don't even know it's there, or they pass it a million times and don't realize what it is. But I've known about it for a long time, and I've just always had a genuine interest and love for the history of the highway, and drove some of these roads, and a lot of people take them today but don't know the history of it.
Right. And that's the thing. And I think that when people go to the conference and do the sociability caravan, I hope that they go on to do more of Louisiana when they're there, and even do some of the Texas portions, like you're talking about, Cece driving down. She's going to be going past Mason City and all those areas, and there's beautiful lakes, and the towns have amazing public art. I mean, the highway itself is like the ultimate road trip. And for those listening now, if you can't make the conference, and the Sociability Caravan, which is really an iconic way of travel from way back when, it's like, the ultimate, you're road tripping with your buddies. This is really an area, a way to travel this year. This summer, put your kids in the car. You may have a super instead of a station wagon, but whatever you've got, get together with your friends and family and do like an iconic road trip and discover this. Like I said, it's like a treasure hunt. It is so much fun. And Alexandria is a beautiful area. Going through Natchitoches to go there, Shreveport, it's awesome. So hopefully everyone can do that. So Arlene, it's good to hear your voice on the show. I know everyone's going to be so happy to meet you if they haven't met you already when they get there.
Well, I'm very excited to welcome them to Louisiana.
Yeah, we
And
can't wait.
registration for the conference is just go to our website. All the information, that you need, lodging and all that will be available right there when you go there. So.
Awesome. Everyone, jeffersonhighway.org and Natchitoches.com is the website. NatchitoChesse.com. Did I get that right, Arlene? I think I got practice.
You got it.
So everyone, thank you so much. Thank you, Roger.
Well,
Thank you,
thank you very
Arlene.
much.
Thank
Take
you.
care. Have a good conference. I know y'all are going to have so much fun. You are.
We
You
are.
are.
We are going to have fun. We're going to be tired, but we're going to have fun.
Thank you for joining us here on the Big Blend Radio Jefferson Highway Show. The show airs every fourth Thursday, and we encourage you to go to jeffersonhighway.org to learn more about the Jefferson Highway Association or even become a member. You can also dig into the history of the highway and share travel notes with friends at the Jefferson Highway Association Facebook group. Follow our shows at bigblendradio.com. Happy travels!